Zinke's visit follows a federal investigation that revealed a long-term culture of harassment and retaliation in Grand Canyon's River District. He says the Interior Department will strengthen harassment policies and increase its investigations of claims. Officials will also boost personnel training and employee resources for reporting incidents.
We're going to change the culture, so when it gets reported, there's an action taken that the employees of the Park Service feel confident that they can say something without retaliation.
Interior officials also released the results of a Park Service-wide employee survey. It found in the last year nearly 40% experienced harassment based on sex, gender, ethnicity, and other factors. Nearly 1% of NPS employees reported sexual assault. Zinke was joined by Park Superintendent Christine Lennertz and Acting Park Service Director Mike Reynolds. Grand Canyon officials say they'll continue to maintain a zero-tolerance policy for sexual harassment. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches at Grand Canyon.